There's something in the heart of God that he always wants to meet with his people. And that's exactly what he did in what we know of as the tabernacle. My name is Chris Montgomery, pastor at Fraser Church, and thank you for joining us on this 8-week journey as we learn how to enter his presence.
Welcome to Day 8 of the Tabernacle, the priority of cleansing. David Levy once said, "His hands splattered with blood and his feet soiled from the dust of the tabernacle court, the priest moved quickly but reverently to the brazen laver for cleansing. The words of Moses were fresh in his mind each time he was called on to serve. They shall wash with water, that they die not." Purification before and during service in the tabernacle was mandatory for the priest who ministered before God. Our text today is from Exodus chapter 30, verses 17 through 21. The Lord said to Moses, "You shall also make a basin of bronze, with its stand of bronze, for washing. You shall put it between the tent of meeting and the altar, and you shall put water in it, with which Aaron and his sons shall wash their hands and their feet. When they go into the tent of meeting, or when they come near the altar to minister, to burn a food offering to the Lord, they shall wash with water, so that they may not die. They shall wash their hands and their feet, so that they may not die. It shall be a statute forever to them, even to him and to his offspring throughout their generations." After entering the east gate and sacrificing at the bronze altar, we come to the bronze laver. In the scriptures, it is also referred to as the brass laver. Laver is not a common word in our present-day vocabulary. The word lavatory comes from the Hebrew word for laver. The modern word lavatory refers to a room containing a toilet to remove waste and wash basin to cleanse. The Hebrew word means something round. This word describes a wash basin that held water and sat on a stand. The truth is that no one knows precisely how this bronze laver looked. There are two different theories. Some scholars believe it was a big wash tub on a stand with two spigots. One spigot was where the water came out to wash your hands, and the other was where the water was dispensed to wash your feet. Others believe that the bronze laver consisted of two wash basins. They claim there was an upper basin for your hands and a lower basin for your feet. Either way, Exodus 30, verse 19, states that the priest had to wash their hands and their feet at the bronze laver. J.V. Fesco, in his book, Christ and the Desert Tabernacle, explains the bronze laver as follows. When we read the Lord's instructions to Moses, the text states that the Israelites were supposed to construct a basin made out of bronze, and they were supposed to fill the basin with water. The basin was supposed to sit between the altar and the tabernacle. That is, upon entering the compound, one would first see the altar for burnt offerings, then the bronze basin, and then the tent of meeting. The general idea seems to be that the priest would first offer the sacrifice of burnt offering, which, as we can all imagine, would involve getting bloody. The priest would therefore proceed to the bronze basin and wash his hands and feet to remove the sacrificial blood. The bronze basin and its requisite washings, however, were not just for washing the hands and feet of blood or dirt. The Lord is clear. If they did not wash their hands and feet, whether before they offered the sacrifice, after, or before entering the tent of meeting, they would die. In other words, the bronze altar was not just for removing blood, but it was tied to the symbolic cleansing of sin. Therefore, there is a stark contrast between this bronze wash basin and the bronze altar. The bronze altar is a place of fire and sacrifice, while the bronze laver is a place of water and cleansing. The altar pictures substitution and portrays the salvation that comes through Jesus Christ being our substitute at the cross of Calvary. In contrast, the laver speaks of sanctification, the ongoing cleansing process required for us to be set apart for God's holy work. The priest had a messy role at the altar of sacrifice. Today, Many people picture pastoral ministry as easy, even making jokes that pastors only work on Sundays and Wednesdays. Nothing could be further from the truth. Ministry requires getting your hands and feet dirty in service to others. While there are many benefits to serving God in the church, there is a constant need for cleansing. Scripture declares that every believer is, in some way, a priest who ministered to others while serving Jesus Christ. You can see 1 Peter 2, verse 9. We also need continual cleansing so that we can be set apart as holy unto God. May the words from 1 Peter chapter 1 challenge us to prioritize spiritual cleansing daily. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance, but as He who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, since it is written, "You shall be holy, for I am holy." And if you call on Him as Father, who judges impartially according to each one's deeds, conduct yourselves with fear throughout the time of your exile, knowing that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, not with perishable things, such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb, without blemish or spot. Some questions to consider. Imagine you're a priest in the tabernacle during the time of Moses. Which parts of the ministry would you love the most? And which would be the most challenging? Why do you think the bronze laver set outside the tent of meeting comprised of the holy place and the most holy place? In what ways does 1 Peter 1:14 through 19 relate to the tabernacle? Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.